It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Time to air it out.
My head is about to explode.
It creates mass hysteria right and left.
What's bugging you?
We got to stand up and we're going to take our country back.
Call now, 877-W-SKY-TALK.
Sky listeners are ticked off.
It just makes me crazy.
Right here where the sun don't shine.
News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Good morning. Welcome. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 7:20. Happy Hump Day, Trump Day. It is time for What's Bugging You? A chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest, and hopefully feel better. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control, 877-975-9825. If you don't get in right away, keep trying. Let's go to Pam. What's bugging you?
Oh, a couple things. But what that one guy was talking about was where in 2019, Kamala Harris said something that she was being pushed around in her stroller. And she was. She said that she wanted freedom because she was a baby. But it, whatever. Now, what's bugging me is Keith Olbermann, where the St. Louis Cardinals, the pinch runner or hitter, he hit the
DH.
Home run,
yeah,
and all those guys were sitting there with their arms up and their hands over their ears, and he wants to blow up Busch Stadium, ban all of those players for life. They can never play baseball again. And confiscate the baseball team. It's like he just needs to go away.
Oh yeah, he turned radical nutty a long time ago, and probably why he doesn't have much of a job anymore. Mm. Let's go to Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. Aside from being dumbfounded about who's stupid enough to give to the Kamala campaign, what's bugging me, and this has been bugging me for a long time, is I just have way too much stuff, yet it's all high quality. I have too much clothing, too much coin collection, too much stamp collection, too much of yours and Bob's favorite, yours and Greg's favorite devices, too much books, too much silverware, too much plates. It's just very oppressive. I feel like I could have a never-ending yard sale. Thanks, guys.
All right, hang in there. Don't do anything rash.
Well, actually, that one category, he could just drop those off and we'll take care
of
those.
We'll take care of them.
Our favorites,
yes.
Yes, we'll
we will.
Good care of them.
And any vehicles, sports cars, whatever,
Bob's
motorcycles.
Always looking for a 911 or something.
Yeah. Good morning, Cindy. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, guys. I've been trying to tell you guys this since Monday morning. Saturday night, I was at a birthday party for a friend. Another friend of his, or a neighbor. He was really never belligerent, never rude at anything, but brought up guns. Nobody needs guns. I said, I live out in the middle of nowhere with me and my older sister. We're both older women here. And on a 5 o'clock Sunday morning about a year ago, I had a guy who turned out to be on meth on my back porch, bang, bang, and banging. I have these little 6-inch windows. I'm so afraid he's about to come in. I tell him, go away. Somebody's telling me, let me in. I'm like, go away, I'm going to call the cops. He says, call the cops. I go, okay, you won't go to jail today, okay. But the guy was like, you were supposed to shoot him. Why didn't you shoot him? I'm like, I didn't have to. He couldn't understand why I didn't just automatically shoot. I didn't have to. The guy never actually came in my house. But it was just a trip that's the way he thinks, or how many do think like that.
I think you're right. Like, in other words, well, if you had a gun, you would shoot him.
You have to.
Not necessarily.
Right.
That's 877-975-9825. Call in now for What's Bugging You. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control and Nostradamus. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. What's bugging me is we've seen what they'll do to keep Trump from getting into office. They've tried everything from felony, the court system, to what happened on July 13th, and now this soft coup they're trying to pull. And let's not forget, we all went to bed the night of the election, last presidential election, knowing that Trump was going to win. And we woke up dumbfounded, trying to figure out what happened, and they did what they did. And they'll do it again. They got 103 days till the election. And they're going to pull out all stops. They said they'll do whatever it takes to stop Trump. So, it's not over with yet. We have to pray for President Trump's safety. and we had to keep an eye on them, and they're going to pull out all stops to do what they did last time.
Right. So no matter what, even if it all looks, the polls all show, it's going to be a landslide. You've got to show up. You've got to vote, and vote early in case they try to try some last-minute garbage that they know would affect the Republicans more than Democrats. Big Mike, what's bugging you?
Good morning, gentlemen. I tell you, the one thing that really bugs me is that this election, as much drama as America has on its plate right now, will come down to race. It won't have nothing to do with policy. Everything from here to November will be dissected in a racial battle, and we're going to go down that racial road again that just divides America even more. But they've already started by commenting on J.D. Vance's comments that they're claiming were racial. They're just going to pull that card all the way to November. And, you know, we've got enough drama on the plate. Let's add one more.
Well, look, that's what the left does. They don't have substance. They don't have good policies. The American people are fed up with the open borders and the high inflation, sending money to Ukraine while not taking care of our own people.
Yeah.
And the list goes on. But, yeah, I think it's going to be about policy. But since they lose on that, you're right, they'll pull out identity politics, which is something they've done for a long time. But we're not going to fall for that, are we? They are trying, though. They're basically saying, yeah, if you don't vote for Kamala, you know, you're not black. They're trying that old tired line.
Right. But if you say that she's like a DEI, then you're, you know, you're being racist.
Oh, yeah, that's what they're saying now, too. Yeah. But at the end of the day, I don't care what color you are. When you're trying to count your money and try to live within a budget, It's the green that makes the difference,
yep.
Not any other color.
Uh-huh.
AC guy, what's bugging you?
Kamala's a distraction. She'll be replaced with another black woman, and it won't be Oprah.
Okay.
Maybe it'll be the dragon lady. What was her name? Jared? You remember her?
I'm not sure who you mean.
Yeah, she was in the administration under Obama.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We're going back. Ooh.
All right. Oh, we can sneak a couple more in. What's bugging you? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. It's a chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. And let's go to Mark. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me is the fact that we still have no idea what's going on with the president, one, and whether or not China is just sitting back and watching this wonderful coming of errors that we have going on so they can just bide their time before they swoop in for Taiwan.
Yeah, it's if they were looking for an opportunity, it would seem like between now and November and then possibly even extending all the way into early January during a transition would probably not be good if indeed there's a real transition. All right, let's go to Mike. What's bugging you?
Good morning, guys. Great show as usual. I happen to agree with everybody that's calling in and thinks it do bug us, but I think I've refined mine down to one thing. It's election season. It just drives my stomach crazy. Y'all have a great day.
You too. Hang in there. Let's go to Jeff. What's bugging you?
The idea that Michelle Obama would even be a contestant in this, please tell me one thing that has to do with Michelle Obama other than being associated with Barack, that she would even be considered. That is, and if she wins, we will know that this country is the biggest joke on the face of the earth. God bless America.
Well, I mean, she's educated.
Yeah.
But I don't know about it, like her particular work history. But
I still think she likes her cushy life too much. And she's got power because he's got power.
Hey, look, she's gonna be busy, yep, just trying to stay above water because they own property in Hawaii and Martha's Vineyard.
That's
some
true.
Of the lowest property on the face of the planet. But at the same time, during their administration, they told everybody we're going to be underwater. So I guess she's out buying sump pumps and other things, building. Yeah.
Well, there's a visual. Her down at the Home Depot buying sump pumps.
Oh, big ones.
Oh, yeah.
729 on the Bob Rose Show. Thanks so much for tuning in and participating. What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Hey, coming up, will the Trump campaign switch to indoor venues? More info coming on News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Here's what's trending on The Sky.
Nancy Pelosi has endorsed Harris.
And she is going to be the next president of the United States.
That's trending.
If Biden can't run for election,
he needs to leave. He needs to invoke the 25th Amendment.
The news that's now.
Mitchell resigned as director of the Secret Service.
On July 13th, we failed.
The news station.
Now, really, the world knows how vulnerable we are in an election cycle.
Now, more news. Updates every half hour. Breaking news at once on News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.